Word Up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're here for another Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. My name is Daniel Libby, and we got a big show lined up today because we've got some news coming out, and this is The Revolution Continues episode. We're calling for freedom in Libya, freedom in the Middle East, and freedom at CKLN Radio. You are tuned in to 88.1 FM, Word of Mouth News. Headline interview tonight is going to be with the former CRTC commissioner, Martha Wilson, and it's a report by Robin Nieto, and we're going to be playing that starting off the show, and the conversation continues on Ryerson University campus. And I was here actually on the weekend at the Student Campus Center, and the Ryerson Student Campus Center on the weekend was an appearance by Tohoke Tote, who spoke with myself and Derek for a bit, and it was about the great law of peace and the corruption of Canada. And we're going to be playing that, the Burden of Peace and the Tohoke Tote interview, and we'll be playing that and a whole lot more here tonight on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is February the 23rd, 2011. Stay tuned. Just a quick clip here. We're going to be playing from the Free Libya rally, Gaddafi's Got to Go protest that took place at Dundas Square on Sunday, and then we'll be right back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. So first up here is a bit, and just in case you missed the rally, this is a bit of what went down at Dundas Square. The people were out. Free Libya is the movement, and here is a bit of that protest audio.
Great to see you, man. People standing up for freedom. We want peace in the Middle East when it comes down to it, right? We want equal rights, human rights for all people. So, I mean, it's great to see people coming together. There's a lot of violence occurring in the Middle East right now. It's very uncertain times. So, I mean, when people unite and they come together, this is people power.
Hey, hey, ho-ho, Gaddafi has to go. Hey, hey, ho-ho, Gaddafi has to go.
Wednesday back here on the show, Word of Mouth, and we're just about getting ready for a feature interview here with CRTC Commissioner Martha Wilson. And I was wondering, because we got Robin Nieto is in the booth, just wondering, Robin, did you want to intro the segment?
Yes, definitely. So yeah, this is an interview with Martha Wilson. She was a former CRTC Commissioner a few years back. So this interview, she tells us about the way things were back then, the way the CRTC works, what they're mandated to do, and how things have changed since the time she was working at the CRTC, and the way things are now with the CRTC. And of course, we talked about the decision to revoke CKLN's license. We talked about the CRTC's decision to their usage-based internet billing decision, which they have since reversed because of public pressure on the Harper government. And then, of course, the CRTC wanting to change the rules so that false news can be broadcast. So just in time for Sun TV's release, when actually Sun TV starts broadcasting this spring. So Sun TV is known as Fox News North. So those are the issues I talked to her about. And this is Martha Wilson, former CRTC commissioner.
Martha, I think there's a lot that I'd like to talk to you about, but you were a former CRTC commissioner yourself. Can you tell us a little bit about your own experience at the CRTC?
Well, I was appointed in 1998 for a four-year term as the Ontario Regional Commissioner. So I came out of a broadcasting and communications background, and it was a really interesting experience.
And what year was that, and how long were you there?
So 1998 to 2002.
2002. So, Martha, during the time that you were commissioner, were there problems in campus radio? Did they have their own problems back then? Was it any different than, you know, than now?
Well, in fact, there were problems with some campus radio stations during the time that I was there. We actually did a review of the campus radio policy during that time period. And I recall very specifically that there were some pretty serious governance issues at CIUT, at the University of Toronto. I think that it's the nature of the beast. I think that because they're not sort of professionally owned and operated market-driven radio stations, you know, the structures that are put together in order to run them are a bit looser. And as a consequence, some of them have a lot of difficulty sort of meeting the regulatory requirements.
Because it does take resources in terms of staff and all kinds of other structures in order to meet
it
these
does.
Requirements.
I mean, public airwaves are considered, you know, a privilege. For, you know, the large commercial broadcasters, you know, who are making a lot of money using the public airwaves, there are very strict requirements in terms of what they have to give back to the Canadian broadcasting system in order to enjoy the right of using those public airwaves.
Right.
For a community station or a campus radio station, I mean, there are requirements with respect to Canadian content, and there are sort of general requirements with respect to how the on-air people conduct themselves, the language that they use, the standards of presentation. And then there are things like, you know, being able to demonstrate your levels of Canadian content through logger tapes and programming records that are kept by the station. So regardless of whether or not it's a community or campus radio station, it does need some infrastructure in order to support that.
Right. So it does seem that there were even some difficulties back then for campus radio. In your time, was there ever an instance where the CRTC actually revoked the license of a
no.
radio station?
No. Absolutely not. And, I mean, I've read the CKLN decision and Commissioner Poirier's dissent, and I do find it extreme. Clearly, they've been on the air for 28 years. They were the first campus radio station to be licensed. I mean, I remember listening to that station when I lived in Toronto. I think it was a different call sign at the time. But, you know, clearly, they went through a very, very bad time. That's not to say, don't worry, you don't need to, you know, fulfill your requirements under the Broadcasting Act or under the regulations. You know, they have to put those structures into place, but I think that you have to look at the record of the station overall and not just this sort of last period. I mean, if they've been on the air for 28 years, were they in non-compliance the entire time? There have been other broadcasters, commercial broadcasters, who've been in non-compliance, and the commission hasn't been as tough as that. So I find it highly unusual that they did that.
I guess the question would be their decision. Now, there's people who are listening right now who want to say that CKLN's license was revoked justifiably because of of a period of what they say is mismanagement, which we know was a difficult period for CKLN. But it's not like the CRTC has made only this decision, an unprecedented decision that hasn't been done before to CKLN. They've also made controversial decisions in other areas when it comes to broadcasting and telecommunications.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I mean, for people who are some critics, there are some critics out there still for CKLN who don't want CKLN to actually continue on the air, but because they believe that it's a mismanagement issue. But the CRTC hasn't only voted, made a decision against CKLN, but they've also made decisions when it comes to making adjustments within their own statutes when it comes to other issues like the issue of Fox News North,
mm-hmm.
and the issue of usage-based internet billing.
Right.
So they've made some very controversial decisions. And I'd just like to know from you, during your time in the CRTC, did you go through a period of, like the CRTC is going through right now, where they're making these unprecedented type decisions during your time? Did that ever happen?
Well, there are always decisions that are controversial that come out of the CRTC, and there always have been. I mean, as long as I've been connected with broadcasting, which dates back to the 1980s, you know, there have been very controversial decisions. You know, with respect to the cabinet interference, that seems to be a little more intense than it has been. The cabinet power under the Broadcasting Act to send a decision back for review is one that has not been used very often in the past. So the fact that it's being used more often now could be indicative of a change in politics more than anything else, in my view.
Can you just tell us a bit about the structure of the commission? How are commissioners appointed to the CRTC?
Well, they're appointed by the Prime Minister's office through order in council appointments. So from the chair to the vice chairs of broadcasting and telecommunications to the individual commissioners, they're all appointed by the Prime Minister's office. So those appointees are reviewed by the appointment secretary in the Prime Minister's office and then are appointed through order in council. Now, the CRTC is a quasi-judicial body, and it operates at arm's length from the government, and all of that is enshrined in the Broadcasting Act. So, you know, interference, political interference, is not something that's supposed to carry a lot of sway. But having said that, I mean, you'd have to be naive to think that there was not some level of political influence taking place, whether it's overt, like the cabinet sending back a decision, or maybe less overt, you know, somebody saying something at a cocktail party.
Yeah. The commissioners then are very extremely political appointments. They're not, there's no denying that they are very political appointments. I mean, if the Prime Minister doesn't like your politics, he's not going to appoint you to our CRTC commission.
Well, I know when I was there, I was appointed during Liberal government, and I know that there were Conservatives that were appointed during that Liberal government. So, you know, every Prime Minister deals with appointments in his or her own particular way. You know, there's no guarantee. It's sort of like the Senate, you know,
mm-hmm.
appointing a senator.
Right, right.
And I think that, you know, over the course of the last 15 to 20 years, that a concerted effort has been made to appoint people who can bring some knowledge and expertise to that particular organization, because the issues that you're dealing with are highly complex.
I mean, Harper as you say, you bring in people who are knowledgeable into the, I mean, at least somewhat, have some kind of background in telecommunications or broadcasting into the CRTC to be able to deal with these complex issues and to be able to regulate properly that to the benefit of the Canadian public.
Having said that, I think it's fair to say that there has been a real shift over the course of the last 10 to 15 years that has been, I think, initially created by the incredible consolidation that took place, particularly in the broadcasting industry. Telecommunications doesn't have quite the same impact on the public as broadcasting does. So I think that there has been a shift, you know, in terms of fewer corporations controlling the outlets, which is exactly what's happened in the U.S. You know, there's been massive consolidation.
That's right.
And so there are huge corporations in the U.S. with very particular political points of view, and those political points of view are pushed through the media outlets. And I think that that's the big concern where Fox News North is concerned.
That's right. I mean, this is now we're going to move from talking about CKLN, which is an unprecedented situation, to another unprecedented, you know, decision that the CRTC is making to make a rule change that would allow news that is false to be broadcast. And that is sort of going back to what you were saying, is that if you're bringing in commissioners to set up a structure of regulations to protect the Canadian public, what would be the point of trying to break that down? I mean, there was an article today in, I think, the Ottawa Sun calling Harper's politics sledgehammer politics. Breaking things first and then trying to fix it later.
Yeah.
What would be the purpose of
another one of the articles that I actually read about the cabinet interference in the CRTC said that rather than an arm's length body, it was a knuckles length body. Which I thought was a really good way to describe what's going on there.
Yeah, it's and so I guess, you know, now there's an enormous push on the internet by avaz.org to send in petitions to the CRTC to try to get them to stop this decision.
The rule change. And I mean, I'm not an expert on this, okay? I mean, I've been away from the commission for a long time, and from what I've read, the rule change flows from a court decision.
Right, from 15 years ago.
Right, and they never made the change.
Yeah.
In their standards or regulations or whatever it is that they're changing.
Mm-hmm.
And so now all of a sudden when Fox News North, which was initially denied, the application was initially denied because they wanted the public to pay for it.
This was Sun TV, right?
Sun TV wanted the public to pay for it, and the CRTC said, forget it.
Right.
You can come in, but you're on your own. You know, market forces. I mean, I remember reading about that and finding it so extremely ironic that Fox, which has such a conservative, capitalist, market-driven attitude, would be asking for public funding.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was so ironic.
It is ironic. And, you know, so right now there's an upswell, and I think they're looking for 60,000 signatures. I think they're
avaz.org.
So obviously a lot of people respond to internet campaigns, which is why the Harper government had to put pressure on the CRTC to reverse its decision on usage-based internet billing.
Right.
So, and this is my other question for you. When it comes to a CRTC decision, we've seen them reverse the decision when it comes to usage-based internet billing. What about revoking a license? What would it take for the CRTC to reverse their decision about revoking the license of a radio station like CKLN?
Mm.
Would it take the same type of...
It might take cabinet direction.
So similar to what's happened in the internet billing?
Yeah.
So they would have to have enough of a reason. Because I think the internet billing campaign had about 300,000
messages. Signatures.
Yes, signatures.
On Avaaz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Avaaz is at about 50,000 to 60,000. And I think we are at CKLN, we're at about 5,000. So would it take like a political campaign to be able to reverse this decision? And the other question is, what happens if we just go through the courts like we're going through now?
Well, I mean, you can go through the courts, but you'll never have as much money as the federal government.
So they can stay in as...
I mean, the CRTC has its own lawyers.
So they can, yeah.
In-house.
Right.
So, I mean, if CKLN is just going to hire a full-time station manager by the end of this month, how are they going to afford the legal bills to try and fight that? I personally would be going the political route and trying to mobilize some political support to have it sent back. I mean, not that I agree with the cabinet sending decisions back too often, but I mean, the reality of it is that if you want to try and reverse the decision, then your best hope is to have cabinet send back a direction.
Yep. And I think on that note, Martha, I want to thank you for joining us on Wednesday Word of Mouth here on CKLN 80.1.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here. This is Daniel Levy in the studio. Thanks to Robin Yetzel for doing that interview there with the former CRTC Commissioner Martha Wilson. And we're just going to throw it to a music track, then we'll be right back. We'll be to have some words. We might even open up the phone lines. And just going to throw it to a music track here for everyone that's, down with the protests. This is a Rise Up track by Cecile. Check it out. Word up. Word of Mouth.
And I really mean it. Oh, me really have to breathe it. Certain things me y'all go talking out of song, you are the realest. Yeah, but believe this. To them is like life and a nothing. Gonna pop off like button. My people, we need food to suck. Yeah. What can I do to make this world a better place? My wanna live and just be free, but my freedom is at stake. Last night me hear them done the liquor youth. Me know me have a part for play, but me kinda confused. What can I do? What can I say? Sometimes I feel so guilty. If I can't be a part of the solution, I'm a part of the problem. We have to rise up, up, have to wake up, up. Look how a good country, we're mashing up. People want things to better. We have to talk up, up. You're just as bad if you keep your mouth shut. Nah, keep no yes man round me. If I go find him, them and the wrong me. Are you for blame if you keep them company?
And I'm saying,
right now, no for who no guilty. Hold on, let me tell you this. Me just feel like to sing a love song. Run a big battery, them some a drive go LinkedIn. Him says to steal your way, have to find a plan. One will of it, but why you give the people a culture one? So me looking at myself, them so word is poor than me. My powerful with every note me utter. With this power that I've gained, if one life me can't change, then I shouldn't even bother. We have to rise up, up, have to wake up, up. Look how a good country, we're mashing up. If I want things to better, we have to talk up, up. You're just as bad if you keep your mouth shut. Nah, keep no yes man around me. You're not gonna find him, them and they're on me. Are you for blame if you keep them company?
And I'm saying,
right now, no for who no guilty.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
So when you're going out,
yeah,
and you're coming in,
yeah,
say your hands clean, what about your friend them? Your conscience free,
yeah.
But is it really free?
Yeah.
If you see I'm blind, then you're guilty. So you better pray,
yeah.
Certain movement,
yeah.
Make sure, say you want, call them your friend. If you keep silent, now try and make a change. Better know you have a share in the judgment.
We have to rise up, up, have to wake up, up. Look for a good country, we're mashing up. If we want things to better,
we have to talk up, up. You're just as bad if you keep your mouth shut. Nah, keep no yes man around me.
You're
not gonna find him, them and they're on me.
Are
you for blame if you keep them company? Right now, no for who no guilty.
Guilty.
I just feel like to sing a love song. Want a big battery, them from my drive go LinkedIn. Him says to steal your way, have to find a plan. One will have it, but why you give the people a culture one? So me looking at myself, them so word is poor than me. My powerful with every note me utter. With this power that I've gained, if one life me can't change, then I shouldn't even bother. We have right top up. Have to wear top up. Look how a good country we mashing up. If we want things to better, if we have to top up. You're just as bad if you keep your mouth shut. Nah, keep no ass man around me. You're not gonna find them, them under on me. Are you for blame if you keep them company? Right now, no for who no guilty. We have to rise up, up, have to wake up, up. Look how a good country we're mashing up. If we want things to be said, we have to talk up, up. You're just as bad if you keep your mouth shut. Nah, keep no way a man around me. You're not gonna find them, them under on me. Are you for blame if you keep them company? Right now, no for who no guilty.
Up Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're back here, and what we're gonna do right now actually is we're gonna open up the phone lines in case anyone's got anything to say about, you know, about any topic, but especially about the CRTC commissioner interview that we just heard. And the phone line is 416-595-1655, 416-595-1655. But to start things off, I think we do have a caller on the line right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hi. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for airing that CRTC interview, because this is really a fundamental opportunity for us to understand the history of our radio and telecommunications within our nation and how it functions and stuff like that. So it's excellent that people are understanding, you know, what's going on behind the CRTC, particularly because it is a quasi-legal body, right? So that was really excellent. It's so great to see CKLN doing its work, and I really enjoyed that. But the thing that I wanted to comment on with respect to the interview is that the commissioner, or the past commissioner, had suggested that the government has deeper pockets than CKLN. And I think that's a fundamental misunderstanding of how the system of jurisprudence works in a nation, because ultimately what a nation is a noble contract between the people who identify with that nation. And the way that we understand that contract is through the laws that we write. And just as we as human beings evolve, and just as cultures evolve, and the world changes and grows, heck, even the universe does, so too does our nation culture, our nation identity. And so we have to constantly be engaging in and with the laws. We have to be engaged with our laws. So, you know, this is a forum that's open to every citizen of Canada. You know, you can all get to the appeal stage. And, in fact, in our TTC, the TTC now has to provide information about each TTC stop on its route. And this is because one single Canadian with a disability, a visual disability, insisted that this happen and fought for 10 years to get it, and now we all benefit from it. So, you know, that's the same thing. And the CKLN certainly has way more power than one individual, regardless of the fact that he has charter protection, right? Because we value diversity in this country. And moreover, the reason why we have that power is if the government wants to play these kinds of games that these large oligarchical global corporations play because they have deeper pockets than the average person, CKLN can immediately get that information out via the CBC, the Toronto Star, and directly to Jack Layton's office, and it will make all of the front pages. And then they can deal with the citizens of Canada saying, why are you behaving in these unethical and acivilized behaviors, particularly when it's costing us, the taxpayer, when we have a $500 billion deficit and burgeoning health care costs to deal with.
For real. Yeah, thanks for speaking the truth here.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure. And again, great show. Keep it up.
Thanks. Yeah, so that's one caller. We got an open phone lines. Right now we've got some phones. In case anybody out there wants to say anything, you got 416-595-1655. 416-595-1655 is the number to call.
Yeah, just...
Robin, what are you thinking?
Daniel, you know, I went... You know, I did some research on the net looking for... you know, the shutdown of community radio stations around the world, and it was surprising because I couldn't find an example where a radio station was shut down for, you know, for not complying with a couple of statutes. Like, I mean, when radio stations are shut down in the world in terms of, you know, regimes right across this planet, it's usually for inciting, like, some kind of riot. And even then, the shutdowns of these community stations are usually protected by human rights organizations, freedom of expression organizations. And, I mean, I can give you an example. There were community radio stations that were shut down in Bangkok or in Thailand. And they were accused by the government of inciting people to go to a big rally. And it was all political. And they shut them down with that excuse. But nonetheless, they were, you know, the community stations, they were protected by, not protected, but the world, this news went around the world, and they were the advocates for freedom of expression and human rights, you know, protected these radio stations. And it's the same thing when if you go around the world and you look at how when radio stations were shut down, they again go into reasons of inciting the people to, you know, to rallies and to that sort of thing. And, you know, this is from Asia to Africa and to Latin America. It's always the same, you know, similar reasons of huge rule violations, like not just rule, but just, you know, the incitement to violence. And so these stations are shut down. But even still, they are protected by organizations like the International Freedom of Expression, Journalists for International Freedom of Expression, Exchange. You know, they, because this is seen as being part of a political agenda. So if you go through, you know, check it out, you know, go on Google, check out radio stations that have been shut down, you won't find an example of a shutdown of a station like right here in Toronto, like CKLN, with the revocation of its license. You won't find an example where, because of nonconformity to a couple of statutes, that a license was revoked. Like, it's generally, it's for really big reasons that a station will be shut down. And even with those really big, you know, sort of political reasons, those stations will still be, they'll still be protected by human rights organizations, like I said, and all kinds of freedom of expression organizations around the world. There will be alerts all over the place. I couldn't find an example where, you know, a community station was shut down just for a couple of very minor reasons.
Right, that's why you're hearing a lot of people talking about the unprecedented nature of this whole situation, and this situation has basically generated has been a lot of controversy. And that's, you know, one of the things, one of the voices they're going to be shutting down are the voices, like controversial voices, people that you don't really hear from much on other media outlets, aren't going to have much to, you know, aren't going to have many more, you know, different opportunities if they lose, you know, CKLN. Like, for instance, we're going to play a clip here that is featuring Tohoge Tote, and Tohoge Tote of Ganagoda is a Mohawk. He's a Mohawk representative, or he's looking out for the Mohawk, the whole, like, eastern gate. Well, he's going to talk about what's going on here with the area that he's in, with in the Haldimand Tract, and he was actually on campus on the weekend. I met up with him. I actually showed him a bit of the studio, and Derek was around. It was on a Sunday, and we actually did an interview just around the corner from where the studio is, sitting. There's an area with some couches, and so I got, you know, a lot more footage of this, but I'm going to play here just an excerpt of what happened in the conversation, and this is, you know, a representative of, you know, and Tohoge Tote is definitely concerned with what's happening here with CKLN, you know, so, you know, he even gets into that a bit too. So what you're going to hear is a lot of words. It's basically me, Daniel, Derek is on this, and basically asking questions to Tohoge Tote, and we'll be right back here on Word of Mouth.
We have no democracy. I sent Harper, when he won that election, I sent him an email. I said, "Congratulations, Mr. Harper, on winning your dream job, the leader of a pretend democracy." I said, "You can consider this my resignation from the Corporation of Canada. I take my real name, Tohoge Tote." And he never did respond to that. Actually, I've sent him a lot of emails. The only one I ever got a response was on the Poison Pine River. And, you guys should read this story on my site. This is a good story.
Did you send your email back?
Oh, no. I hit a nerve on this one. And I didn't know. I was just... The fish, I told you about the fish and everything, right? And then, so I call up the Ministry of Natural Resources. I said, "We got a huge problem here." I said, "I have constant leaching of phosphates into the river here in Ronnie's Mills." You know, he said, oh, you know, the guy on the phone, right? They'll send someone over. 3 days go by, no one comes over. I phone the guy back. I says, oh, we sent a guy over. I said, no, you didn't. Yes, we did. I said, I'm telling you, no one came. He says, well, he said there's a little bit of foam in the river, no problem. I said, what? I said, it's constantly. I've been here now for 6 months. It has never stopped. I said, I've walked up the North Pine. I've walked up the South Pine. It comes from the pond in Hornings Mills. That's where it comes from. He didn't do anything. So I wrote the story of Poison Pine River. Put it out there to all the politicians, all the media, all this, right? On Mohawk Nation News. First time I ever get a response from Harper like that, and the Ministry of Fishery and Oceans, and some other minister. I go, whoa, hit a nerve, did we, eh? Well, I start investigating that. Then I find some eyewitnesses that watched them building the pond. The Army built the pond in 1945. And I've met four people now who watched it. And I met the girl who got put into the mansion there in 1946. Her father worked for the Army, and they got put in the mansion. This is the whole thing. The people in town don't know all this. They're told that it's the deepest natural pond in the world. That's why all the Navy divers always go there. The Navy sends divers every year to check on whatever it is they put there in the barrels that is leaching phosphates. So I had another guy come up, really good activist, sort of like us, right? And he's a smart guy, scientist. So he took samples. First he brought his Geiger counter to see if it was radioactive. It wasn't. So he told me it's biological. It's biological weaponry. So that's what they've been poisoning us for 45 years. Now I see what it does to the fish. Oh my God. And all the people in Hornings Mills, it's like high, high incidence of diabetes, and they all think it's normal. They're all on insulin. Oh, no, 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 that's from POP, persistent organic pollutant. And anyways, it's just sick what's going on. And Harper said he was going to do something about this. Never heard another thing about that. It was just, shut up, we don't know. That's another one of our dirty little secrets. The filthy little secret. Biological poison to the people of Ontario constantly. And all I'm going to do is remove the mask of these criminals. And these are the guys that have been running your country, all right, for a long time.
If you'd like to elaborate on the residential schools, where the government had to come on and apologize to the natives because a lot of these children were...
58,000 murdered.
58,000 murdered.
We didn't get...
60% death rate in those schools. A school with a 60% death rate. As they were death camps. They were not schools. They were... extermination camps. That's what they were. And then Harper thinks he can come out and apologize. Well, what about 1948 crime and punishment of genocide that Canada signed? You know? Why don't... You know, you're supposed to follow it. If you don't, you're breaking the treaty that you signed. Right? They don't follow it. They don't follow the 1961 Treaty on Decolonization. They don't follow that. They don't follow any of it. That's why they didn't get a security seat. They don't follow any of the rules. They're the only ones who don't. And they never will, because then they will be exposed as the criminals that they are. You don't have a democracy. Democracy is not 51%. That's corporatism. So even if you did think you had a democracy because you got to put a vote in, it doesn't matter. Like Stalin said, it doesn't matter who wins the vote. It matters who counts the vote. You know? Hello. 51% is divide and conquer, ordo ab caeo. They got democracy from Guyana and Red Goa. It has no split. We do not come until we become of one mind. That's the way it goes. And people say, we can't become. Well, why not? Instead of saying we can't, get that thought out of your mind. It's like Oista. The first thought's me, right? Get that thought out of your mind and make it we. Everyone on earth, nobody left behind.
I think the problem here in Canada is they like to divide people with religion. They like to divide people with politics, just class. Label left and right, classes.
Monetize everything.
Yes, and that's the thing that we need to get rid of. We need to say, hey, listen, we're all one.
Yes.
So let's just start thinking with a collective mind, and let's be in unity and love and peace.
Yes.
And let's have a better world.
Right.
That's it, just wake people up.
And let's live in harmony with all of our brothers and sisters, all the plants and animals.
The animals, yeah.
And, this, you know, and the winds and all of it. And our cousins, the stars. We will be going to visit them again.
We want a better world, and we see the war and rebellions happening all over the world. It's right now. It's an awakening in the world. We see people wanting a better life, wanting more rights, wanting to be free and equal. No matter what, if it's religion, they want to get rid of all the tin pot dictators. These guys that steal billions of dollars from the people. Look at Mubarak. He stole over $90 billion. For how many years was he an American puppet? They supported him.
30.
Yeah, 30 years.
I mean, it's all coming to an end. The people are starting to wake up and use their minds. Onyekunra, use your mind, the thing that takes care of you. You know, start questioning everything. Everything. That's what Guyan Retkoa teaches. Question everything. Everything. We question everything. Use your mind. That's what it's for. Question everything. Believe nothing. Don't believe it because someone tells you something. No. Investigate it with your own mind. Then come to your conclusion. Once we start to use our minds properly, I mean, it's like using the tobacco properly. It's the same thing, right? Maybe it'll have something to do with the same thing, maybe. You know how they turned the Constitution of Peace into the Constitution of War through 51%, right? They call that democracy. That's not democracy. 51% is divide and conquer. I hope Egypt writes a constitution with, well, they're not going to have one mind in there. That's the way it's supposed to be if you go about according to Guyan Retkoa. But they'll probably put 67%. That's more of a democracy than divide and conquer 51%. That's built in divide and conquer. Always play off one side against the other. In the Secret Covenant, they say, we shall divide their governments. We shall own both sides. So you're just working for the shareholders of the corporatocracy. If you vote for Harper or Ignatieff, they're just working for the shareholders. Their job is to continue the illusion of freedom to us. That's their job. The illusion of freedom. That's all it is.
The CEO comment.
And then Rob Ford was going, I did a thing we called the mayoral debut with Rob Ford. Me and Zeke played his, what is that box called? He has a box that he plays, I can't remember, Sharon or something. And I played my acoustic. We were called mayoral debut. And so it was up near my high school, Scarlet Heights, where I went to high school. And some guy's outside with me having a smoke, and he says, yeah, Harper went to that high school. I said, no, he didn't. He's lucky he didn't go there. I went there. Someone else goes, he went to Richview. I said, he went to Richview? That's only like 1 mile away. Well, if he went to Richview, in 1978, he graduated the same year as I did. Anyways, Harper is an Etobicoke New World Order person. I mean, Etobicoke, Canada's first planned community. They used to have it right on the sign. And Harper was a part of that first planned community stuff. My goodness. And now he's prime minister. And they got it. Mayor of Toronto and the prime minister of Canada all come from New World Order of Etobicoke. Exactly. Hey, I heard someone said that Rob Ford and Doug Ford got on the newspaper or something and said, New World Order and laughed or something. Did you hear about that?
I didn't hear that one. I heard the latest one I heard was Doug Ford had gotten in the paper saying that he thought that Rob Ford should get a veto power that anything that the council does, Rob Ford should be able to say yes or no to, and that then Rob Ford is quoted saying that his brother is not his spokesperson and that he's 300 pounds of fun and you can find him. He's easy to find. That's what it was. It was like, I'm easy to find. I'm 300 pounds of fun.
You know what? I mean, the whole thing with Robbie, I mean, friends, okay, yeah. I just want to follow the law. I'm the only one following the law up where I am in Ganigoda. I'm the only one. Everyone else is trying to break it. They're all going to be talking to the general when they take their jurisdiction. People should be at, and you know, these guys investing all this money in these windmills up there? Wow, really stupid. I told you, real stupid businessmen. And you know, this quarry now with the Highland Group. This is the Haldimand Proclamation, they call it. It's signed by Captain General. That rank is the highest rank in the history of the military. So you can bet your ass that every general knows about this, okay? And they will follow that order to the T. That's how they're trained. It's why the empire exists, because the generals follow to the T.
And so I guess the thing with the proclamation is that the land that this Highland Group thinks they own, they don't really own.
No, I told them before they put up a windmill or bought a farm.
Exactly. And the one thing I wanted to ask about this, the wind turbines, because there has been some articles now, they're saying there's the moratorium. The ones that are going to be the thousands that are going to be putting in water on the coastlines aren't going to be done. Have you noticed that there's any, slowing down with the wind situation? Or?
No, from where I am, they put up 180 of them. Now, a lot of people have been getting sick, okay? You know, the people are getting really sick up there that are like within 100 meters. They cannot, they've had to move. People are getting really sick. You know, and I'm living in Shelburne, so it's like the right in the middle of them. They're, the closest one is like, you know, a mile away or something. But I haven't been able to sleep for 2 years. I'm thinking it's to do with that. It has to be, you know. A lot of people are, so there's a lot of public awareness and lots of dissonance going on the health effects. It hasn't been studied.
Did you hear about the environment minister, Peter Kent? Did you hear the story?
No.
So basically, he's in bed with the oil companies because he's making public statements.
This government and all Canadians and our gas-emitting friends on the other side of this house should be aware that Canadians are proud of the Canadian oil sands as a natural resource that is well-regulated and it is responsibly administered in a environmentally sensitive and sustainable manner.
He was bumped up to environment minister. From what? Yeah. What? From a broadcaster? Whoa,
from media.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a little bit of the economic hitman thing there, you know? I mean, people got to read this book if you want to know how it really works. Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. The Corporatocracy, because that's what it is. No one has a democracy. No one. At 51%, there's no such thing. That's ordo ab cale, divide and conquer.
Do you want to introduce yourself and say your website?
Yeah. Dahoget Dote, Ganyangihaga. Some people call us Mohawk, most people do, but we're really called Ganyangihaga. People don't know that. They've even stripped us of our name. Gayanarago, turned the law of peace into the law of war. Don't even call them by their name, call them Mohawk. Mohawk is actually Algonquin for baby eater. That's what it means. So that's what they call us, baby eaters. But we're called Ganyangihaga. That means people of the Flint. We're the keepers of the Eastern Gate of the Confederacy, of the Iroquois Confederacy, as Champlain called us. Haudenosaunee, as we call ourselves in Seneca, or Haudenosaunee, as we call ourselves in Mohawk, which means people building a longhouse. We're the longhouse people.
And your website?
My website is Dahoget.de, which is spelled THAHOKETOTEH.WS.
And it came from your collective mind, being an independent thinker, thinking outside the box.
Right.
Not letting people tell you what the news is,
right,
but going out and investigating it yourself. And that's what we do here for CKLN with Daniel Libby with 88.1. I mean, we're on the streets. We're asking questions. We're out there. We got people on the radio shows because it's that independent media that we need more than ever. And that's why we need CKLN back on the radio permanently, because this is about free speech.
Yes, it is. And freedom. I mean, is there anything that we want more than that? All of us, do we have anything more in common? Freedom.
Word up. So that's the freedom cry there. Dahoget Dote was in town in Toronto, and I want to give a shout out to Derek Soberall for speaking at that whole situation here. I think we're just getting a call here, though, so I was just going to check to see if we got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Hello, is there a caller? I guess not. All right, so we're just wrapping up here. I just wanted to make sure that I mentioned the website again of Dahoget Dote. It's The Burden of Peace is the website, and you can search The Burden of Peace in a search engine. You'll probably find it. But the actual site is spelt, and so I'll spell this one out just in case you got a pen or writing utensil handy. Check out the website, THAHOKETOTEH.WS. Dahoget Dote.WS is the website. It's The Burden of Peace. And this is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're just going to play, I think I'm just going to play a music track here. This one is a shout out for African Liberation Month. It is a track called Exodus. It's the Rapture Remixture. And it's by Conspiracy of Supreme Being Unit. So shout outs to Africa, shout outs to African Liberation Month, and we'll be right back here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Hold up, word up.
From before the mic to the afterlife, to the ever the back and home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus. From before the mic to the afterlife, to the heaven to back, come home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus.
developing the altar of revenge for previous multi-murders. Your majesty is me intelligently and listen to take English. Sentimental y'all plenty, spread his ever forever eloquent, slightly disturbed. The clone of Patona, I portray a misfortune for sure. Entity spells trust his sentences with godly type intentions. Follow commandments to the letter, overwatch for plus one percenter. Deadly enemies, bodies get dismembered, swinging a chainsaw, Black and Decker. No repent and accept, push further the limits of the thought processes. Energy inventing infinitely, finest rhymes, mic from my shining blind and life like scholars from the twilight. Arise, holy soldiers, and stand at attention, the clock to watch it synchronize. Never fight with your inner mind, don't deny the one for chilling. Even sooner, a newer world owned by villains. Disgustingly deaf and nothing in mankind's deep mind. Imagine all the demises, televised surprises, overdose on my side. Blessed with poetic potential to torture the phony empty. Alone I'm forging milestones and leaps and bounds for years to be. Discipline like principal grades and leather weapons I use. God pays me a blessings for telling you the truth. Before the mic to the afterlife, to the heavens and back, I'm home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus. Before the mic to the afterlife, to the heavens and back, I'm home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus. Second verse hurts worse than the first injection and ear and nuts. Let's please each audio access, see everything up course. Vicious microphone rocking, evidently it shows extra often. Shrink rapping, no safety labels, cure on the venomous toxins. An exodus to be awesome. Expect better, die and resist. Releasing words to randomly expose a world that's lawless. All conscious, buckle up, I'm increasing to supreme being light speed. Anytime desired, mine answer treasures for greedy thinkers. Read the lyrics in a field of nice weed. Freedom feeling impending, building believably all cause of positive messages correcting. Many secret astral terror angelic. Spend health gladly anytime. Passport stamp sold to vacation afterlife Africa. Why? Cause when the Most High decides, he judge a lifetime equal. Hand to eye coordination with master with Street Fighter sequels. Decrease you like
conspiracy.
My thoughts are very extremist. Really serious, I saw the future yesterday, so I proceed with haste. Positively negative and hatefully lovely. Thoughts filthy but the actions cleanest. From conception, sensory intake, compressed definite life effects at stake. I'm an amazing MC. Let me count the ways. From before the mic to the afterlife, to the heaven, the back, I'm home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus. Civilized spiritualism, material tone, respect, boy. Imagine kidnapping out of in the 1990s with all black dreadlocks. Return of self-scientific history, listener, literature, texture, written graffiti style, inspect sexual light, dark star, hardcore lover. Supreme being unit is all evil and good life types in the universe, brothers. Black sisters like creating originally. Let the soft, shy kind get enhancement. Seriously, my angel spirit guide is Gabriel and Enki, Kedar, and Yofiel, heroes to me. Magical imagination, ATM times 3. Algebra, the angelic demon created. Conspiracy theory, me, all religions of the reality we able to see free. It is a style culture of Africa, Babylon, Grandmaster Flash. For pleasing the dream reaver, believers, I receive infinite cash. The Most High 9 to the 9th power of 9. No one else do we all worship as the one divine. The deaf heard, the unspoken say, the blind saw. In the omnicosmic universe, not one fake flaw. My record label, Astral Majesty Creations, has natural low budget affiliates, legendary entertainment, Michael Jordan, Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson, Action Jackson, Malcolm X, Malik Shabazz, and Sean Diddy Combs, chose both apathy, my son, KRS-One and Jay-Z equal me, I am two, an angel spirit, universal friend, MC, just a fact, Shaka J has a championship ring, Patrick Ewing and Charles Barkley get my crown to be, but no one can ever f*** with the Almighty. Before the mic, to the afterlife, to the heavens and back, I'm home to Africa like the rest of us on Exodus.
Word of Mouth Wednesday, back here on the Word of Mouth, just wrapping it up here. That was Conspiracy on the track there, Exodus, the Rapture Remixture, shout out to the Supreme Being Unit, Conspiracy and Mindbender taking over Canada, CanCon content, Africa, shout out to African Liberation Month, we're wrapping up in February, for the Word of Mouth Wednesday. It's been a big month just because, you know, we didn't know what was really going on. And now we're getting more information. That's why it was a good episode to have to be playing some interviews. We played the interview, Robin Yetto's interview with the CRTC commissioner. Martha Wilson, former CRTC commissioner, and I guess she was a commissioner for about 4 years, and she was representing Ontario. Martha Wilson was, so we played that interview on the show. We also played the interview, the conversation, a bit of the conversation with Tohoge Tote. And Tohoge Tote, just because his website, you might not have caught it the last time, I just want to read it out again. And also because Tohoge Tote has got a lot of information on he's got a few of the CKLN links on there too, the links to the petition and stuff for what's going on with CKLN and the big shutdown with the CRTC. So check out the website, thahoketoteh.ws, tohoketote.ws. That's thahoketoteh.ws, and that's the Burden of Peace website. And this has been, you know, the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're hoping for free Libya. We're hoping for free CKLN. We're hoping for, you know, freedom everywhere. And what I wanted to do, though, just is read out a few events since we've still got a few minutes left. Hold on a second. We'll just be...
This is Kevin Annett with the Friends and Relatives of the Disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday. And please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So we've got some events taking place coming up soon. Coming up this Friday, check out on your television, if you got CBC television, if you got it, check out the Fifth Estate, 9 p.m. this Friday, February 25th. It's going to be called G20 Untold Stories on the Fifth Estate. You Should Have Stayed Home is a subheadline. G20 Untold Stories premiering this Friday, CBC, and then hopefully they're going to have it on cbc.ca online. Also, there's a big event taking place next week. I want to mention this one because it's a live hip-hop festival, live, L-I-V-E, live to inspire via education, hip-hop festival at Ryerson University. First ever educational-focused hip-hop festival in Canada, entirely run by students. Local and international artists, educators will be treating attendees to exhibits, live art, and thought-provoking discussions, a fashion show and concert. Groundbreaking event is free and open to everyone. Food and clothing donations are going to be collected in lieu of entrance fees, so it's a free event taking place at Ryerson University campus, and it's taking place all next week. I think from Monday to Friday there's events, and a full schedule, you can find it on, I think they got a Facebook for the live hip hop festival, and then the actual website to register, you go to http://livehiphopfestival.blogspot.com. That's livehiphopfestival.blogspot.com for the live hip hop festival that's going to be coming up. And then also coming up on, well, taking place next week, we got Saturday, March the 5th, 2011. There's going to be a G20 public inquiry rally now. So that's not this Saturday coming up, but that's the next Saturday, March the 5th, Saturday afternoon at Dundas Square. There's going to be a G20 public inquiry rally. Also next week, March 7th to 11th, March 7th to 11th is going to be the Israeli Apartheid Week, and then the schedule for that is on toronto.apartheidweek.org. So that's March 7th to 11th. We'll be talking about that, and then also going to be promoting Kevin Annett. We'll be making a cross-country book tour launch. He'll be stopping in Toronto in March. He'll be in Toronto from Friday, March 25th to Monday, March 28th. So that's the Kevin Annett event. Check out hiddennolonger.com for more info on that. My name's Daniel Libby. You've been listening to the Word of Mouth Wednesday for the February the 23rd, 2011, and we're on CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasting from Ryerson University campus, and stay tuned for the next show, which is The Blue Remedy, and the Blues' Dr. Julie Hill is in the studio, ready to cure your music ills, so take the CKLN pill, 88.1 FM, and, you know, things are, things are staying, hopefully staying on, staying broadcasting. My name is Daniel Libby again, and thanks again for listening. Word is bond. Much respect. Word of mouth. Word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around, trying to get to the top. When the really